doesn't even feel like he's sweating.
Roddy, good look. Tanjay, another layup. Thomas gets doubled. Nice skip pass, the triple. Yes! Tanjay, is he still hot? Apparently is.
I mean, that was...
He's got 20. Tanjay, fade away. Why not? What a night. 26 points. Tanjay, how about some more?
Oh!
Wow, the finish.
5 minutes after the hour, it is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. And boy, there you heard it. John Tanjay was sensational last night for the Colorado State Rams as the Rams win 109. I'm shortchanging them, 109-80. And if I were to say, hey, David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens are going to have 20 points combined, and you would have said, oh boy, that might be a rough game. But you certainly wouldn't have picked the Rams to win by like 30 points. It was great. I mean, it was absolutely nuts for this team to find a way to get the dub. And, you know, if at the half, it was kind of a close game. David Roddy has back spasms and everything. And then he ends up not starting but coming out later and playing. I mean, again, he puts up some nice minutes, 20 minutes, 7 points, 8 boards, 3 assists. It's not like Roddy wasn't felt there, or the same with Isaiah Stevens. He gets 13 points and 6 assists. I mean, still, nice games. But John Tanjay, a career high for him, 31 points. He was everywhere. Man, he made defenders look foolish in this one. So Colorado State gets the win. Start their season 1-0, which leads us to our Power to Play Sports poll question. I mean, the optimism was already there about this team. You were already excited about it. And the Rams were picked to beat Oral Roberts. Now, remember, Oral Roberts was a Sweet 16 team last year. And even though they have Adam A. Smith, one of their studs, the other stud for this team, their best player, enter the transfer portal. So, Oral Roberts might not go on such a historic run like they did last year getting to the Sweet 16, but could be a decent team. I really don't know. I mean, was the Rams just that good? I mean, they are deep. When you look at the box score, and again, David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens, I cannot stress that enough. Those two players are definitely going to be playing basketball for a living somewhere. I got to be honest, I suck at seeing, you know, watching a player in the college ranks and saying, hey, yeah, I think that guy's game can translate to the NBA. But I think I'm all right at basically saying, hey, that, I mean, a lot of us are, is basically saying that that guy's good enough to play at the next level. Was it Jesse Kurtz? Maybe it was Nico Medved. It was head coach Nico Medved told us last week, if you're the best player in the Mountain West Conference, you're an NBA player. That's how good the conference has become. And again, this is basketball. This isn't football. Mountain West is respected somewhat as far as a conference in college basketball. And beating up on Oral Roberts certainly helped the Mountain West last night. Certainly helped the issue. They were 12-point favorites in this game. And again, the Rams were favorites because they returned everybody and Oral Roberts was trying to replace one of their studs. I thought they would cover. Again, the things I just outlined are why, but I did not see this team winning 109-80. Damn near 30 points. I mean, absolutely, absolutely nuts. So go Rams. We're going to have John Tanjay on the show. How far do you think this Colorado State team's going to go? That's our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. How far do you think Colorado State will go this season? Now let's look at some of the results. Some saying NIT. No. They're a madness team. This is a madness team. I mean, at this point, it's not going out on a limb to say that this is a March Madness qualifying team. My question is how far? We do have one of the options saying, hey, great season, but they're going to miss out on March Madness. You guys tell me what you think. How about this, Hooligans? 32%, the leader in the clubhouse at theholeshow.com, are saying Sweet 16. What's the furthest CSU's ever gone? Did Eustachy's team won a first round, right? And they made it to the second. How far have they gone? I'll have to look at that at some point. I'm efforting. Efforting music there, Michael, please. How about some efforting music? We'll do that. How far has Colorado State gone in March Madness? I think it was a long time ago. They might have actually done pretty well. I think Eustachy. Do we have efforting music? Is that not a thing anymore? But we'll take a look at that. I don't know. I think Eustachy's group made it past the first round once. That's a no. Is that a no? That's a no on the efforting music. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, this is going to be a historic year. I really believe that. All right. 1954, they went to the Sweet 16. 1954. I mean, I don't even know what the rounds were then. Round of 25. Yeah, I mean, this is, let's go modern, because these are like round of 23, round of 22, round of 25. I'm not taking it away from the 60s and 70s, but let's go 1989. Round of 64, round of 32. 1990, they made it. 2003, they made it. 2012, they made it. 2013, okay, so let's just say since March Madness has been kind of the way it has been since the 80s, CSU's made it past the first round a couple times. 2013 under Larry Eustachy, and then back in 1989. So you guys have them doing something that apparently they did in 1954, but I don't even know. I mean, they ended up regional third place. So I don't even know what that means. Way different back then. So how far does this team, how far do you really think this group's going to go? Nico Medved already really earning his, I mean, earning a huge reputation as flat out great coach. And my fears always when I look at games like this are, can you keep him? Can you keep Nico? It's, I think you can, because it's, again, could you see the Rams winning a title? Is it that far out of the question? And I don't think so. I don't think, I'm not sitting here today predicting Colorado State to win it all. I haven't watched enough basketball this year. I mean, we just started. So I haven't seen, you know, I know the teams that are supposed to be good, but I have to sit and watch a lot more before we start saying things like that. So, I mean, it'd be crazy. I mean, are they better than the Gonzagas and the UCLAs and Jayhawks? I probably not, right? But then again, you look at how deep they were last night. David Roddy, back spasms, and Isaiah Stevens, good point. But it was great. It was ultimately fantastic to see this team get the job done. So we will talk to John Tonjay a little bit later on in the show. How about the big story of the day? Do we have that one? Big story of the day presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. Oh, we do have it. Fantastic. The suspension has come out for Nikola Jokic. And it's a game. I said I am predicting a game or two on yesterday's show. And there we go. One game. I think it's going to be the equivalent of like $348,000, which seems like a lot to us. But when you make $28.5 million, credit my friend D-Mac for coming up with that math. We've had D-Mac on the show. He's apparently a math wizard. That seems like a lot. Morris is getting fined 50 grand, not missing a game. But he's making $3 million a year. 50 grand puts a little bit of a dent in $3 million. $348,000? Does that put that? Plus, you got Joker due for a max contract, MVP max contract coming up. So I don't think he's hurting for money. He's going to miss a game tonight. Well, you could call it load management. Whatever. Not a lot of people asking the question, is it worth it? Was it worth it? I don't feel like that's a justifiable question. Like, was it worth it? Morris Hart took a crappy, dirty foul on Joker, and Joker retaliated. Was it worth it? I mean, he reacted. Do I think that the message is going to ultimately be better for the Nuggets? Sure. So I go, was it worth it? Okay. I mean, he reacted. Should he have reacted that way? My favorite basketball show, other than when we talk basketball, of course, is the folks from TNT. You know, Shaq, Kenny, Charles, Ernie. They had a great discussion about this. And I think the players on that booth all kind of agreed that, hey, Joker did the right thing. Let's play it.
Just hilarity and goodwill last night in Denver, huh? Ooh. Ooh. Markieff Morris with the shot Nikola Jokic, and the Joker with the shot in the back to Markieff Morris.
I love this.
And both ejected. No word on a suspension yet.
So which one are you going to suspend?
Well, could be both. Could be one.
If you're going to suspend one of them, you got to suspend both of them. You can't suspend the Joker.
I'm just saying, you can't suspend the Joker?
You cannot. Without suspending him. Without suspending Morris. Ernie.
No, okay. I'm just saying. You're saying should they both be suspended?
One game, yes.
Yes, probably one game.
I agree.
Because of the letter of the law of the NBA, but I like what the Joker
did. But if there wasn't a letter of the law, you're okay with what Joker did?
Wait, hold on. What did Joker do?
No, I'm just saying.
What did Joker do?
Hold on. Chuck.
Gave him a shot in the back and whiplashed him.
No. Hold on, Ernie.
Did he not?
Get him, Shaq.
Ernie.
Did he not?
Ernie, it's called retaliation.
Yes, it is.
First of all, when you hit me, don't turn around. Don't turn around, Brad Miller, because I'm swinging. Do not turn around. You're either going to take it in front or take it in the back. As a big guy, when a little guy hits you, you got to touch him on back. I have no problem with what the Joker did. I actually like it as a big guy. You got these guys fouling on you, hanging on. He hit them. Intentional, unnecessary roughness. So what do you do as a big guy? You go hit him back. When you hit me, don't turn your head because it's coming. You're either going to get it in the front or you're either going to get it in the back.
Was that a dangerous and dirty play as Eric Spoelstra said?
No, Eric Spoelstra is just wrong. He just offended this guy. Ernie. I'm watching all these fools on television all day talk about this. I was like, well, first of all, Morris started it. Let's get first. Joker retaliated. And then people say, well, he hit him in the back. Well, if you hit me, I'm with Shaq on it. Let me tell you something, Ernie. If you hit me.
I mean, that's pretty much the way it goes the rest of the way through. I mean, they all agree. I mean, we could play Charles basically says the same thing as Shaq. I think everybody but, like, Morris diehards and Miami Heat fans, all 12 of them, no, there's a lot more, I get it, actually think that what Joker did was wrong. I don't even, like, if I were making the decision, would I have suspended Joker? I would have fined him and not suspended him. But I also said yesterday I'm not going to argue. If it's game two, maybe beyond that I'm going to argue. So I get it. It's fair. It's fine. I don't know that I would have made the decision to even fine him because, again, he retaliated to a dude rib-shotting him and tried to bust up his knee. I mean, that's, again, you see the knee gets hit, the ribs get hit. 18 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll get John Tanjay. Actually, no, we're getting him on at 12:30. Let's talk more about this Nuggets situation. They got the Pacers tonight. Full game, not a half. You're going to see a full game in this new age where Joker is MVP mode. We haven't seen a Jokerless game since he's become this monster man of a player. We're going to find out what this team looks like tonight, 19 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
The legendary broadcaster Jerry Schemmel this season for UNC basketball coverage. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Shout out to On the Rocks Liquor for bringing us our game beer of the week each and every week. Love that place, man. It's my go-to. I say this, it's the cleanest liquor store around, and people are like, why is that a thing that you say? Because you've been into those creepy liquor stores where, like, the lights are flickering, your feet are sticking to the floor, and they don't have really much of a selection at all. You have a creepy guy behind the counter. That is not the case at On the Rocks Liquor. Well lit, that's important. Spotless. John and Tony take care of On the Rocks Liquor. It's a great spot. check them out. They're half a mile south of Highway 34 and 47th Avenue. They got the free wine and beer tastings going on every single Friday. So when you stop by, tell them you heard about them here on the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Check this one out, guys. New deal we're doing. It's called KFKA Cash for Christmas. Cool deal. You're going to be winning cash. The Good Afternoon guy, Brian Gary, who's on 3 to 5, will be running around to four different locations around Greeley for your chance to win. Starting November 15th, so Monday, registration boxes or sleds, they'll be put out in these places. On the Rocks Liquors, one of them. Midnight Oil Used Books. The Tavern at St. Michael Square. And Rule 105 Brewing Company. Those will be the places that you can go register. And you can start Monday, anytime. But Brian's going to be on location every Friday, starting next Friday. Skip over Black Friday, because it's craziness. And then the Fridays after that, the next three after that, Brian will be live and on location. You got to go register, sign up, and you get a chance. If you pull your name at one of these remotes, because we're going to pull out four different names, then you're entered to win. I think the grand prize winner is going to win $1,000. And then second and third prize, we're going to get $500 and $500. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty cool. So grand prize winner, $1,000 from one of these businesses. It's going to be great. So why not stop by these places? That's On the Rocks Liquor, Midnight Oil, Used Books. They're downtown by Rusty's. If you've been right across from Henry's, the pub, and the Tavern at St. Michael Square, and Rule 105. If you don't know Rule 105 yet, you should. They used to be Broken Plow. So I'm telling you, write these businesses down. $1,000. I mean, $1,000. 26 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're catching up with the star of the night, John Tonjay, for Colorado State with a career high of 31 points. So we'll get with him. But first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Right. 31 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. Our first Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Again, 888-530-0043. We're working on getting John Tonjay on the program. Busy guy, no doubt about it. They have a crazy, crazy couple of weeks in this opening bit of their schedule, so we'll see if we can catch up with him. I do want to thank Norfolk Iron and Metal. There's no secret that the hiring market is incredibly competitive right now. So Norfolk Iron and Metal, they, like many others, they're looking for members to join their team. Visit their website, norfolkiron.com, or you can call their Greeley location at 970-352-6722. That's Norfolk Iron and Metal. com. Joining us now on our First Advantage Hotline, man, the star of the show, John Tonjay, was on fire last night. 31 points, a career high in that start. John, my friend, congratulations on the night. Congratulations on the win.
Appreciate it.
Man, that was fun. That was a blast. And boy, I was watching on the stadium app, but it looked like Moby Arena was absolutely madness. Moby madness. What was that like, man?
Oh, that was amazing. I haven't seen that arena looking like that in 2 years. So it was amazing. The fans are great.
So I'm looking at this game beforehand, and I doubt you guys pay attention to it, but you guys were 12.5 point favorites. You score 109 to 80. That second half, especially. I mean, what was going on? You were putting moves. You're like a wizard out there. You were putting moves on people that I've never seen before.
I don't know. We scored 109. I was surprised. It was a lot.
John, what was working for you specifically? I mean, Oral Roberts, this is no slouch. This is a Sweet 16 team, and I know they had one guy enter the transfer portal that was good, but they have a solid team, especially that second half. You outscore them 59-37. What was clicking specifically in that second half?
I feel like we all just fed off of the fans that were there. The energy was amazing in that building. We all got riled up and we all picked each other up and have tons of energy from the start, especially in that second half. So I feel like we really fed off the fans.
What's that like for you, man? I mean, you played 29 minutes in this game. You're getting your work in, but you put up 31 points. You were perfect from the free throw line. You were efficient, 10 of 14. I mean, dude, they don't get much better than that when you're looking at a scoring performance.
Yeah. No, it was great. I mean, my teammates, coaches gave me, confidence to come out there and play my game, and I was pretty happy with the outcome.
How important is that to you, though? Like you just said, with your coach, with Coach Nico Medved, to give you that confidence, to instill that confidence that, hey, you just go out there and you do your thing. What's that mean to you?
I mean, that means everything to me. You know, Medved was the only head coach in the nation that believes in me. So, you know, he still proves that. So, I mean, it means the world.
Weren't you guys just chomping at the bit to get at this game, to get at Oral Roberts? Because there's so much talk about how great this Colorado State Rams team can be. You guys have been just steadily rolling up every single year. And then this year, you're looking at all the preseason rankings and the national media paying attention to you guys. Were you ready to just put all that noise out and get out on the floor against Oral Roberts?
Yeah, 100%. I don't get too much in the media or anything like that, but I know there's a lot of buzz or whatever. So, but I mean, our practices were super competitive. I already knew, you know, what we were getting ourselves into. So, I feel like, you know, it was no surprise, you know.
We're talking to John Tanjay, who had 31 points last night for the Colorado State Rams as they beat Oral Roberts 109-80 last night in front of a packed Moby Arena. I'm telling you, I mean, yes, fantastic game for you, but you look at the depth on this team. Deshaun Thomas had a nice game. I know David Roddy was battling some back spasms, and he ended up with 8 boards and 7 points. Isaiah Stevens had a nice game. I think the main takeaway, number one, was Tanjay could not be stopped. Number two was the depth of this team. I mean, everybody was getting involved last night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen it. It's no surprise. All my teammates are putting in tremendous work in the off season, and we added some pieces this summer. So, I mean, yeah, it's pretty exciting for going forward.
Yeah, it was a great team effort. And again, that second half, you guys just exploded. Another good one coming up, Arkansas Pine Bluff on Friday. Looking forward to get back home again and just keep filling that up. I mean, I'm telling you, just looking at Twitter, social media, Moby Arena, the networks that are covering you guys, talking about Colorado State, it just seems like it's going to keep growing. So I hope you guys are ready for that, man, because that media, that press, it's going to continue to saturate you guys, which is a lot of fun.
Right. Yeah, they can I hope they, you know, give us some good words, and I mean, that's great, but I mean, you know, we know what it takes to go out there and play and put in the work. So I mean, the notoriety is pretty good, but you know, that's not what we're focused on.
And it didn't seem like you guys were focusing on that at all. And again, Oral Roberts, this was a nice W. I mean, there's going to be a lot of marquee win situations for you guys coming up down the road. That non-conference schedule is crazy. The conference, the Mountain West Conference, is very, very good, obviously. But that one, I mean, to beat a team that was in the Sweet 16 that, you know, what, rimmed out, had a three-pointer rim out, they would have advanced. I mean, come on, man, that's got to be pretty special to beat them and then to beat them that way.
Mm-hmm. No, it was amazing, especially to, you know, get that win in front of the crowd last night. It was a big win for us, for sure.
Oh, and you have this Adam Asmith. I mean, he's a stud. I mean, going into the season, going into before the actual season started, he was ranked. We just got a texter, B-Rad, texting in as the third best player in the country. He had a good game. He had 20 points, but you guys contained him from the 3-point line. 1 of 9 from the 3-point line. So I know he was frustrated.
Yeah, he was definitely our main focus in practice for, you know, the last, I don't know, 6 days. So, no, we were really trying to emphasize, you know, making him put it on the floor and make sure he didn't get the good looks that he wanted. And he had maybe a little bit too many points for our liking, but I feel like we're happy with the outcome.
Yeah, I mean, when a star gets 20, I mean, if you're getting 31 like you, I mean, that's a different story. But when he gets 20 and not a lot of guys are stepping up in the point total around him, you kind of, as you said, you kind of do look at that and say, hey, we kind of wanted to contain him at first. And you did. He was 8 of 22. So, I mean, he had to put up quite a bit to get to that 20 mark.
Right. Yeah, we just wanted to make it as tough as possible on him. He's obviously a really good player, and you probably won't stop him completely from scoring. He's not going to have zero, but you know, he had 20, and I mean, that was pretty good for us.
What are you guys' conversations like in the locker room? And again, you guys are up 50-43. You're winning. You're looking good at the half. But again, something clicked, and you guys were just rolling. What was halftime like with you and the coaches?
Halftime wasn't any giggles or anything. We came in there. We were serious. We were locked in. We missed a couple defensive assignments. We I had to work on communication and box out. So we came in there with a serious mindset and went out and played with, and then ended up having a little bit of joy at the end.
No question about it, man. I mean, again, you're getting those games are fun, aren't they? I mean, when you do your work early and then you get a little bit of a break and then you see everybody getting in the mix, I think that those are great chemistry builders right off the bat. Wouldn't you agree?
100%. I feel like this game went nearly perfectly. I mean, we got you know, everyone in, and we were missing Jalen Scott, who couldn't be at the game today. But no, everyone got in. The fans were amazing. They hyped up the guys on the bench, and I feel like, you know, it was a really great night.
All right, Pert, last one for you. Just what was it like for you personally? I mean, are we talking goosebumps when you get out there and you see Moby Arena, Moby Madness? It's full, crowd's going crazy. I heard they were chanting, you know, we want Oral Roberts out there chanting. What was that like, man? Goosebumps moment for you, or are you just like so locked in it's hard to notice?
I mean, I was pretty locked in, but at the same time, I definitely appreciated all the fans that, you know, that came out. I mean, I definitely did probably have, you know, some goosebumps. My mom was at the game with my aunt, so it was a really big game, and it meant a lot for the show, for the turnout.
Yeah, you just mentioned your mom, your aunt. You look at that situation too, doesn't it? I've always said this, just talking to players, talking to coaches around Colorado State. Your group, I mean, you guys, it just feels like a family. I mean, you talk to any one of the players. I asked David Roddy the other day who his best friend on the team was, and he's like, he listed every single one of you guys. I mean, it's serious, and it's kind of a cool thing.
No, it's definitely a family. I mean, I literally had dinner with Roddy's mom last night at Buffalo Wild Wings, but no, it's definitely a, you know, a family atmosphere, and we all, you know, we all love each other and support each other, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's just absolutely nuts, man. Well, congratulations. You know, so many people are pumped about this Colorado State Rams team and what you guys can do with this season, and just get ready. Enjoy the ride, my friend. Congratulations on a 31-point game and an absolute monster win over Oral Roberts last night.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's talk to you soon, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. John Tanjay for Colorado State. I think they're right in the middle of practice, too, so we appreciate John and Coach Medved letting us steal John for a moment. 31 points. Hey, you don't need to be a man of a lot of words when you're putting out 31 points, 3 for 7 from the three-point line, 10 of 14. It was a surprise start, too. Kevin Lytle in the Colorado, and one of his first line, John Tanjay, was the surprise name when the starting lineup was announced. And, boy, I don't think anybody thought he was going to get 30 points last night. And, again, that's not saying he's not a great player. He is. Deshaun Thomas is a great player, too. This is a deep basketball team, folks. I mean, when you look at the stars, if I tell you David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens are, you know, just going to have kind of a game, like Stevens is going to have a pedestrian game, that's not a bad thing that's going to happen. 13 points, Roddy 7, and then had back spasms, so he didn't really get a chance to get much. You know, he got back in the second half. And again, his presence is always going to be there. But that's what's going to be beautiful about this team, as I think they're going to have the best of both worlds. They're going to have their superstars, but they're also a team that when one of the superstars struggles a little bit, it looks like there's going to be two or three guys to pick them up. Deshaun Thomas had 16 points and 10 boards. And then the transfer, Chandler Jacobs, who we've talked about maybe being a difference maker. He had 15 points off the bench and 4 boards. So get ready. I mean, they got one on Friday. I said it was going to be another good one. They should roll Arkansas Pine Bluff. And then Sunday, Peru State College. And then Monday, November 15th, they play the University of Northern Colorado. So we're looking forward to that one. So we're excited about, well, at least I'm looking at the schedule. Maybe I'm looking at the schedule wrong here. No, I need to recalibrate. ESPN has that wrong. I just noticed that. That's not November 15th. They have that wrong. So we'll get that updated. I think it's later in November. November 20th, 25th or something like that. So ESPN has them playing on November 15th. So just let's double check on that. 43 minutes after the hour. The CU Buffs got a win last night. It took overtime to do it. They beat a Big Sky Conference team in Montana State. Montana State was up pretty big, but the Buffs come back and get the job done. We're going to talk to Mark Johnson about it next. We'll take a short break, though. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
The Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cephal Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Talk to me, Paul! 47 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. And joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline is the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, both football and men's basketball, our friend Mark Johnson. Mark, whew, it was a close one. The Buffs pull it out. They outlast Montana State in overtime.
Yeah, pretty fun game last night. And a very good basketball team, by the way, at Montana State.
Yeah. So,
in fact, I got to the arena last night and walk in to chat with Tad Boyle and do our pregame deal. And Tad says to me, man, I shouldn't have scheduled this game. This is a really good basketball team, an old basketball team, a veteran basketball team. And they showed up. And Colorado's young squad, all those freshmen and sophomores went out there. You know, they came out of the blocks pretty well. And then for about, 15 to 17 game minutes, they looked like a very young basketball team. Made a lot of mistakes, turned the ball over, got sloppy, didn't play with great intensity on the defensive end. And then, they're very talented. And so they kind of hung in there a little bit. We're down by 13. And then started picking up the defensive intensity. And next thing you know, that thing got turned around, forced overtime. Big shot by Elijah Parquet, forcing overtime and win it at home. So nice opening game win for the Buffaloes.
Yeah, and this Buffs team, pretty darn good under Tad Boyle in opening games. What are they, like 10-2 or something like that, Mark? I mean, pretty good when they start the season.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think they're at 10-2. Yeah, so, well, Tad's winning percentage at home. I always tell people, you've got about, in non-conference games, you've got about a 90% chance of seeing a win when you come in and watch a Tad Boyle coach basketball team at home in non-conference play. So, but very talented. Very talented, man. I'm telling you, this team, when you look at, and they've just added two kids, of course, today, as them being a National Signing Day, when you look at what this team could be this season and then look down the road the next year or two, well, there's a lot to get excited about, for the Buffaloes.
How big was that, though? You talk about a young team. I was reading somewhere, Mark, that a lot of them don't even know the song yet, which I always, I can't blame them. I mean, those are hard to memorize. But they're down, by 10 or so. And you talk about a young group with a lot of talent. That doesn't always mean you can put it together and win right off the bat. So for this team to battle back, and listen, we cover Big Sky Conference basketball, so Montana State, absolutely a good team. How big was that, though, for them to be able to kind of recalibrate, come back, and pull off the win?
Well, I think when you're a young squad like it, you start learning lessons, right? When they lost that exhibition game to Nebraska, which got beat last night, by the way, in its opening game of the season, when they lost that, Tad said, it's the best thing could happen to us, right? Because when you're a top 10 recruiting class like they've had come in here, now two of those guys obviously are sitting out with injuries right now, but still, you've got a highly regarded recruiting class comes in here, all kinds of hoopla and adulation. They get here and they're thinking, you know what? We're kind of a big deal, man. We're pretty good basketball players. Everyone talks about how great we are. We're going to have a four-year run of the NCAA tournament and all this kind of stuff. And then you go out and get your tail kicked in that exhibition game. That's an important lesson. And then you have a game like last night. So these young fellows go out and think, oh, come on, man. We're in a Pac-12 team, and that's a team out of the Big Sky, and blah, blah, blah. And, we're going to be just fine. And they go out there and really struggle in a game like that. I think it's a great learning tool for Tad Boyle, teaching tool for Tad Boyle, to teach these guys about the intensity you have to play with, game in and game out, regardless. Because look around the nation last night. Ohio State narrowly wins over a lower-level team. You had a couple of Pac-12 teams get beat last night. And other Power 5 schools go out and really struggle in games against lower-level teams. What COVID has done with all the super seniors we've got right now, it's level the playing field. And so I think it's a great learning experience for that team last night.
I think that's an excellent point, because basketball, even without the super seniors, basketball is a sport where you don't pay attention to the conferences as much as you do football, but still you do. But like you said, I mean, if you're a group of five conference, you're not that well respected, but you're coming in with more experience than a Pac-12 team like the Buffs, then you're right. That does maybe level out that playing field, because first few games, especially, that experience can outweigh talent.
Every year you're going to hear of somebody that is outside the BCS level that's going to make a lot of noise in the NCAA tournament. And the reason that happens is because they've got a senior-laden team, a bunch of guys who are fourth- and fifth-year seniors and played a lot of basketball. They've seen it all. They've done it all. They don't get intimidated. I mean, look at this. This same Montana State team last year went into UNLV and beat the Runner Rebels the first game of the season, okay? And so look what San Diego did last night to Cal. I mean, when you have teams like that and you walk in, you're like, man, we've seen a lot of this. We're not intimidated by walking into a Power 5 school. What, are you kidding me? And they go out and play. It's an important lesson to learn. And so you hope this young team has learned now, okay, we've got to play with phenomenal intensity and discipline with the basketball. And, you know, Chad was a little disappointed, I know, last night. There was a little too much dribbling going on, a guy's creating off the dribble and that kind of thing. And he said, no, we've got to kind of be the kind of team with the way we're made now in terms of our talent, how it's distributed. They're going to be the kind of team that helps each other and assists each other on baskets. And so I think there was a lot of great lessons learned. But, yeah, right. In college basketball, you're going to see a lot of upsets this year. I'm predicting that right now. It's going to happen a lot throughout the nation to a lot of very good teams out there, because there's some very good non-BCS level teams out there.
So you're telling listeners to be careful in those DraftKings and all that. Don't get too crazy with that, because we're going to have upsets like crazy this year.
No doubt about it. No doubt about that.
Mark, I mean, basketball is exciting, but man, let's go back to football. Brendan Lewis, he's growing up before our very eyes. I mean, suddenly there's a lot of hope for the future.
Hey, by the way, when's the last time that Colorado football and basketball has gone back-to-back in overtime games? Huh?
Oh, wow. You know, didn't even think about that. When is that? Yeah.
I had a listener in Kansas text me that last night. He's like, when's the last time? I wrote back and I said, I don't have a clue. Like, oh, I'm flatty. He can figure that out. But, without question. I mean, look at the last 2 weeks what Brendan Lewis has done. He's completed 70% of his passes against Oregon and Oregon State. He's thrown for nearly, I think it's 394, 95 yards. He's got 6 touchdowns, no interceptions, 1 rushing touchdown. I think he's only been sacked 1 time. I mean, you know, he is growing up, and we knew it could happen, and it was going to come. You just didn't know when, right? And you know, fans are always, you know, their patience wears a little bit thin and all that, but this team's coming. I mean, he's starting to learn. You wish he could have learned a little bit quicker, but, you know, as a coach once told me years ago, all apples ripen at a different rate, so you never know what's going to happen, but he's certainly shown us something the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it was really cool to see it, and that's a great point. I didn't even connect the dots. I'm a little slower, Mark. It took me a while, the overtimes. But, yeah, you did. You had some epic games going on, exciting times. And, well, now the Buffs will turn the page on the football side and go up against UCLA this weekend. So, hey, we'll see if they can carry on that momentum. And who knows? Maybe they turn this season around into more of a positive outlook for the future upcoming.
Well, there's no doubt. I think you look at the UCLA, they're reeling a little bit. You got Washington coming in, they're reeling. There may be a coaching change up there here in the next day or two. And so you got those the next two ball games. Utah, the last game of the season, they might be the best team in the Pac-12. So it's a great challenge. But, you know, if they can grab a couple more here and you finish up a season, say it's, you know, 5-7 or something, or maybe sneak into 6-6, holy cow, what a turnaround. Everyone's going to feel real good about it.
Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Buffs. Is this – okay, do you love this time of year, Mark, or are you, like, stressed beyond belief because you're bouncing back and forth, game prep between basketball and football? I would be totally confusing stats and names and mixing everything up.
I did say one of my producers told me last night I did out cue in the basketball game on, you know, this is Colorado football from there. So that happens. And then you know what happens with me? You know this, I do a lot of speaking. And so I'm bouncing back and forth between football and basketball, doing various shows, and I've got about 5 speaking events here in the next probably 7 days as well on top of it. So, yeah, right now I'm not sure what I'm talking about at this point. I'm not even sure who you are, or if we're talking basketball, or I'm giving a sermon. I'm not even sure what we're talking about right now.
Hey, at least you have an excuse for it, man. Day to day, I have no idea what we're talking. I just say stuff, and I hope that it kind of works out somehow. But, Mark, appreciate you, man. It's a blast. I'm excited for this. There's a lot. Basketball, I mean, it does feel like Colorado is kind of a basketball state. I mean, I know it's Broncos country and all that, but, man, we got a lot of great basketball happening.
No doubt. I mean, CSU got the big win, scored 109 points last night. And so, yeah, there's some good basketball being played here in the state. I think it's going to be a fun winter.
Yeah, I think so too, man. Mark, we'll talk to you next week. Always love catching up with you, man. It's an honor to have you on the program.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. I was thinking of that, the crossing. You know, I remember watching Scott Hastings. You guys know, of course, with Altitude doing Nuggets games. He was doing a Nuggets game one time, and they came in from a commercial break, and he came in. He was the intro guy, I guess, whatever, for that. And he seriously was doing the the in cue, the intro to like a segment on his radio show. And he's like, wait, I don't know what I'm doing right now. We all like to think these radio guys, us radio guys, have it all together. But when you start just stacking football and basketball on top of each other, it could become madness. But I suppose in a good way. All right, we got a lot to hit in the second hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.